Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
There are plenty of pervasive myths associated with hypnosis, but studies have shown that there's possibly increasingly positive results between hypnosis and smoking cessation. And my guest is Colin Christopher. He's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. Welcome to the show, Colin. I'm so interested to hear about hypnosis and smoking cessation, and I think that it can tie into weight loss or anything. So speak about hypnosis in today's world.
Yeah, well, there's sort of two different ways of approaching hypnosis. A lot of people are familiar with being up on stage and seeing like a hypnotist make people do all kinds of weird, fun, wacky, crazy stuff, and I do that kind of thing as well. I'm a stage hypnotist. But the other aspect a lot of people don't know about is using hypnosis and hypnotherapy to do things like quitting smoking or lose weight or just about anything that you want to break a bad habit with.
So how does it work?
Well, essentially what happens is under hypnosis, you're put into a relaxed state where you focus on directed suggestions. And while you're focusing on these suggestions, like your brain waves are slowed down, and while they're slowed down, your subconscious is easily programmed. And so we just reprogram your subconscious to do different things.
Okay, so, I mean, how do you do that? And as you said, we've seen the stage hypnosis and we've seen the movies and, you know, waving the coin in front of the face. And, you know, I mean, we've really seen all the comical edge of it. But I imagine it's a very serious profession that you're in and it can make some really great results. Tell us how this works.
Well, essentially, it's a lot simpler than people seem to give it credit for. Like, you sit down and you relax yourself, and then that relaxation process, your brain waves lower, and as they do, your brain is automatically easier to program when you're in a lower brainwave state, like the delta or theta, similar to what you would look at for somebody in a light or deep sleep. And while they're in that situation, you can just program the mind to do something different.
Okay, and so what? You talk to them when they're in this altered state, mm-hmm. and you speak to them and you say, what? You're not going to smoke anymore. You're not going to have the desire for the smoke anymore. I mean, and is that how it works, sort of?
Sort of, yeah. But there's two approaches you can have. Is one is the direct suggestion, similar to what you would see in a hypnotist on stage, just doing direct suggestion and coming up with something specific to say, like you're going to breathe clean, fresh air, or you're going to make healthier choices and you're going to want to be healthier, those kinds of things. The other option is the hypnotherapy, where you actually, you know, you do a pre-interview with the person. You find out what their hot buttons are regarding that subject. Like, I saw one person, she'd been smoking for 25 years and she wanted to quit. So we hypnotized her back to when she was younger, when she first started smoking, and interacted with that younger version of herself in her mind. And, you know, found out why she started smoking. It happened to be because her mother and father had been getting divorced, and she was really wanting to get her mother angry at her. She wanted to get back at her mom for divorcing her dad and driving him away. So once she was aware of that thinking from when she was much younger, she was able to make a different choice and stop doing the smoking.
Okay, so you're making these, you know, kind of going, delving in, a little bit of therapy, you know, getting into the psyche a bit and making these suggestions, whether direct or, you know, not. What about the physical addiction? I mean, nicotine is addicting. It's a chemical and it's physical, and withdrawal and the jonesing that people go through. So what about that?
Well, typically what happens is for most people, and I'd say probably in my practice between about 75-80%, they find they don't have the nicotine craving withdrawals once they've done the hypnosis. Part of the directed suggestion we can have is so that they feel comfortable as they stop smoking and have a better physical reaction.
Well, I mean, because that's really the biggest problem, is that smokers are afraid of what are they going to do if they're not smoking? What are they going to do with that time, that behavior, that need for their fingers or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes what I do in regards to that is I give the client a suggestion of, I do a simple, easy trigger, like it's touching their fingers together. So whenever they start feeling cravings and those kinds of things going on for a direct hypnosis session, I just tell them, you know, you touch your fingers together and then you start making the choice to feel like the craving subsides and you feel better. And the body just does the natural reactions from those suggestions.
Does it work, Colin?
Again, like the directed suggestion, I find about 80 to 85% of people quit smoking. For the people that do the actual hypnotherapy, I'd say it's like where I talked about regressing the person back to the initial time, I'd say it's probably about 97 to 98% effective.
Wow. I mean, that's huge, especially for something that doesn't involve medication and is now mainstream medical. Do they still kind of look at you sideways?
No, actually, it's not 100% true. Like some do, look at me kind of weird. It's like, no, you just gotta, you know, take a drug or do whatever it is and that'll stop you from smoking. But I think it's a lot more accepting, especially now that we've got, doctors, especially more in Europe, they're doing surgeries, with hypnosis to take away the anesthetic or to use, you know, up to only 15% of anesthetic instead of like the full blown stuff. And doing that, I think they're seeing the power of the mind. Dentists are starting to use a lot more using hypnosis so they don't have to freeze the people. They can use the hypnosis to stop the pain that way.
Now, how would someone go about finding somebody to do this? If they want to find somebody such as yourself to help quit smoking, what do you look for? What do you Google? Hypnotists in the area? How do you know someone's not a quack?
Typically, I'd ask what their education and background is. Are they a member of a specific organization? Like, I'm a member of the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners. There's a National Guild of Hypnotists. So there's a few different organizations. And then based on that, you know, ask them what their training was like, how long they did their training, how long they've been in practice, those kinds of things. It's really important to actually trust the hypnotherapist. One of the things to run away from, like there's a few people calling themselves doctors of hypnotherapy. There's no such thing, to the best of my knowledge. There are doctors of psychology and those kinds of things, and typically those are the doctors that are doing the therapy, if they're calling themselves a doctor. But if they're calling themselves a doctor of hypnotherapy, you know, I'd ask, where'd you get your certification from?
So how many times can people expect to go to someone such as yourself and have it work? I mean, is this a recurring thing, like seeing a chiropractor? Sometimes you got to go 6 or 8 or 10 times, or is this a, you know, once or twice and boom, you're done?
I typically say the average person takes, for smoking anyway, it takes between 2 and 4 sessions. I've done it as fast as 1. There's been a few that have taken a little bit longer, but typically, I mean, one of the first questions I always ask is, do you really want to quit smoking? And I really delve into that to make sure they actually want to quit, because it's relatively easily to figure out if they don't want to quit. And if they don't want to quit, I just tell them, you know what, I do that in the phone call. I don't even see them. You know, if you don't want to quit, there's no point in seeing me, because I'm not going to be able to help you. I'm not going to try and force you to do something you really don't want to do.
But what if the don't want to quit or don't want to lose weight is a fear of what if? It's not that they really don't want to, because of course they want to. There isn't anybody who wants to smoke, I don't think, anymore. And there isn't anybody who wants to be fat. But then there's that pervasive fear of, what if I'm not fat? What if I don't smoke?
Yeah, typically those are the cases where they're looking for attention. They want somebody to notice them or something like that. And they're worried about losing that payoff. And in those cases, we look at, you know, what is it, the payoff that you want to have? Like especially for overweight people, a lot of times they just want to be noticed. They want people to see that they're there. So it's, you know, what actions or what behaviors can you actually do so people will see you and notice you, that are healthy and maintain your weight in a positive aspect?
Well, that's really great advice and something that we should all look into, because it's definitely something you don't see every day, but it's a new, and, you know, it's been around thousands of years, so it's not new, but it is something that can help you quit smoking or lose weight. In the last 20 seconds, wrap it up for us, Colin.
Yeah, I think, you know, hypnosis is a great way to just delve into your mind and reduce stress and relax. People use it all the time. Tiger Woods uses it for improving athletic performance. NASA astronauts use it to help them get over motion sickness. There's great ways to use it to help you.
There's great ways to use it. It can help you quit smoking. It can help you with athletic performance or to lose weight. So check it out. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.